Are we about to see a GameFi boom?
This is a next-gen Web3 game that's about to launch.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing a next-gen crypto game, which is about to launch.
Now, we have already discussed this game with our audience, but I think it's really important that we highlight it again because it has been, A, really great performer. B, the public beta launch is coming out very, very shortly, if not already launched. And we notified our audience when this thing was sitting at like 8 cents, something like that. Mm-hmm. We provided an amazing opportunity. And let me just pause right here and say, like, these pre-sale opportunities are super rare. Typically, they're used for accredited investors, high net worth individuals. We allowed our audience to get into this thing at 8 cents. It debuted at something like a dollar, just under a dollar, shot up to $4.50. Mm. What is that? That's like a 50x return.
Massive.
Just for watching one of these episodes.
Yep.
And now it's come back down. It's trading around $1.50 or so. So right now is a really good opportunity to highlight it again before the public beta launch comes out.
That's right. So if you're familiar with the show, maybe you were lucky enough to see our first episode or our second episode about this project, which is called Space Catch. Now, the reason that we decided to talk about this back then, and we decided to talk about it again today, is it's refreshing to see, like, real projects these days, you know? Not projects built by anonymous teams who have never built a project before with all these anonymous shillers on Twitter. Space Catch is built by a decorated game development studio. They've shown time and time again that they know how to build games. They've been successful at building games, shown with their experience. And when you talked about, you know, if you go back through our past few episodes, you look at the roadmap that they set out for the past few months and the next few months. These guys are delivering on every single piece of the roadmap. They said, look, we're going to do the pre-sale, boom, at this price, it's a low price. Exactly did that. We're going to be launching TG. It's probably, you know, boom, went up. We have this public beta launch for the game, which is upcoming. Everything is on schedule. And I feel like this day and age in crypto, all you see is teams pushing back roadmaps. Oh, you know, we're going to have mainnet. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We slipped and now it's going to be 6 months. Or the game is being launched. Oh, no, the game's not being launched. So when you're looking for teams that have shown that they're proven success, Space Catch ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, and when they are built by a professional gaming studio, Pixel Field. And they've worked with some very big brand names I think everybody would recognize. I think what we're seeing now, you know, we've seen a lot of meme coins launching. We've seen anonymous accounts on Twitter who these coins have just popped up maybe like a month ago or so, rugging. It's like such an important thing to identify a project that has a true reputable brand behind it, because it just goes to show, like, look, these guys are not just going to pull the rug underneath you.
Yep.
And to your point, they have hit everything on the roadmap to date and have a few more things rolling out in the future in the upcoming months. So if they've already hit all their targets and they've demonstrated it, because we've been covering them for a while now, it leads me to believe that they're going to continue doing this.
Yeah, so, for sure. And I mean, if you look at what Space Catch is in terms of a game, it's, we keep calling it, it's like the Pokemon Go of crypto, or the Pokemon Go killer, right? It's an augmented reality adventure exploring game where you use your phone, you know, iOS or Android, whatever. You go around. It's a real game. You can go around. Has these augmented reality features where you're catching these monsters, you're battling, there's items, NFT integration, the whole thing. And I would say out of all of the crypto games that we've covered, that we haven't covered, that we just see, this is by far one of the most innovative and unique looking ones. Like, you know, you see a lot of, I don't know, racing games, fighting games, blah, blah, blah. Some are good, some aren't. But I haven't seen really any other sharp looking augmented reality, because you have to have a lot of experience. Again, it goes back to the experience, the technology, the money behind this project to build an augmented reality game for mobile device.
Yeah.
Right? This is ready for mass adoption. And when you talk about the GameFi sector as a whole, you know, the reason why we say it could go boom is because gaming is just so natural to crypto. I feel like, one, people are not talking about gaming altcoins right now at all. Yeah. They're very much slept on. It went through like a bit of a hype period a few months ago, come back down again, which is what you see these valuations quite low. But gaming is so natural. Everybody is a gamer.
Yeah.
Everybody in crypto is a gamer. You know what it is. It doesn't take like a crazy level of explanation, like a ZK rollup L2 Dex DeFi.
Yeah, what the fuck? There's a million of those.
Exactly.
There's not many augmented reality.
So gaming is just so natural. I think a lot of, you know, we're seeing, you know, the start of a kind of whatever, a new crypto bull run. A lot of new crypto investors coming in that might not understand any of these crazy technical projects. What these new investors will understand is gaming.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's going to be one of those sectors that you see again, even though it doesn't seem that way right now, lead the way.
We had a number of buddies playing Pokemon Go when it came out. Some of them are still playing it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think if they got their hands on something like this and it starts to build that community around it, which Space Catch is, you're starting to see on socials a bit more, and that community is growing. But once people realize you're essentially playing a very similar style game, but you're able to earn crypto for doing it, because it is free to play, right? So when you start getting a device in people's hands, you know, anybody can play it, going around, making crypto, it's forming that natural bridge. I think it's going to be one of those like true mass adoption type of games. If, like, look how good Pokemon Go did.
Yeah.
Millions upon millions of users.
For sure.
And then they also have that move to earn component as well. So to like train your avatars or whatnot, you have to physically do some movement. So it's like something that I really like about the game.
Yeah, something a lot of people could use these days is a bit of physical movement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Amiibos.
And then you look at just the comparison between Space Catch and a lot of the other crypto games that are quote unquote more established, because they've been around maybe since the last bull run. They have these inflated market caps, right?
Yeah.
So the price of Space Catch now, say it's around, I don't know, $1.50.
Yeah, it's like 15 mil.
Yeah, 15 mil market cap. Yeah. Some of these other games, I don't know, Mavia, Echelon Prime, Pixels, just a few that I wrote down. If Space Catch had the market cap of these games, the price of the Space Catch token would be between $15 and $30. Mm. Obviously, this is not financial advice. I'm just making a market cap comparison. But when you look at the technology that Space Catch has built with a proven team, this is a newer game. It's a better game. It's ready for mass adoption. All these older crypto games are, I think the technology is outdated. They're from the last bull run. There might not have many people playing them anymore. They don't have this Pixel Fields team behind them. Yet the market cap of Space Catch is a fraction of these other ones. So if I'm looking at an investment, I'm looking at the one that's newer, shinier, and with a less market cap.
One other thing I'm looking at too is as the market goes on, as we become wiser, you know, I think we become a little bit better at identifying projects that are going to do well. Space Catch is one of them. But I'm also looking now at condensing my portfolio a little bit. And I want projects that are going to pay me. You know, I'm doing it with my core DAO, you know, seeing 20% staking rewards. I'm doing it with my BitTensor. I'm receiving like 15%. Mm-hmm. Riot Chain, seeing around 20%.
Yep.
Space Catch also provides you with the opportunity to stake and earn more coins. I think it's around 30% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that they're also offering that way for like a passive income, if you will. So for me, I'm looking for more projects over and over and over to try to get like, start paying me out.
Yeah.
And that's why I like another thing I like about Space Catch.
It just incentivizes people to hold the token, right?
Yeah.
And Space Catchers also put a thing in with their staking where they are incentivizing people to hold it for the first year specifically, right, which is when you'll, you know, typically, you know, not maybe in this case, but a lot of the time you'll see a massive dump in like the first 6 to 12 months of a token because you're having these early pre-sale investors that are just like, ah, I'm just done with this. But by offering staking, they're kind of combating that because the first 6 to 12 months of staking for Space Catch have a much higher yield APY than after that. Because after that, look, the game is going to be out. There's going to be people playing it. There's going to be people piloting this project, hopefully.
Yeah.
So what they've done is put in a pretty smart mechanism to try to lock people in for that first year by offering 30% or plus APY for your staking your catch token. So I think it seems like, again, like they've done everything right.
Well, it's a smart move by the team because when you look at like the previous stages, they all sold out. It was like stage one, 600,000, 15 days. Stage two, 2.2 million sold out. Stage three, 3.4 million sold out in 48 hours. Mm-hmm. The team's also pumped up millions of dollars into this themselves. I don't think they want like a quick pump and dump. They're working with a reputable gaming studio. They've invested a ton of money into this. And now they're offering these staking rewards. I don't think they want to see the price go down. So they've kind of done everything right. And then they got listed on a proper like tier one exchange right away at BitGet.
That's right.
Like, yep, right away. So, you know, everybody's like, when listing? Well, it's like on one of the top exchanges in the world.
Yeah, it launched right away to a bunch of the best exchanges in crypto. Obviously, you know, we are sponsored by BitGet. They are our partner exchange. If you're looking for a place to pick up the Catch token, you can check out our BitGet referral link in the description of the episode. Look, we both bought some Space Catch on the day of TGE.
Yeah.
It's done really well. Again, staking is a great thing to look for. It's been a really successful project from the moment we've brought it up. I expect nothing to change, and I'm looking forward to seeing the public beta roll out. I think they actually have the full version of the game supposed to be coming out sometime maybe in the second half of 2024.
Oh, sick. Like,
full for the public, not beta, full version on everyone's iPhones and Android devices, so we can go around and play Space Catch right here.
Yeah, that'd be sick. We'll do an episode. We're just actually playing it. Yeah. Look, we're earning crypto.
That'd be cool. Yeah, for sure. So, hey, look, if you have any questions about Space Catch, feel free to leave them in the comments. And we'll keep you guys updated on this project.
And make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.